What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, May 22nd, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's also the start of the Memorial Day weekend. And as a result, a lot of places across the United States are opening up, some with still some restrictions in terms of social distancing. Others, they're just saying, you know, go for it, enjoy the beaches and so forth. And I think it's a good thing. I think we've all been locked down long enough, and people in an abusive relationship are having to deal with more abuse because they're locked up with their abuser. There have been a rash of suicides. In fact, there was one report that said more people are committing suicide under the depression of the lockdown than are dying from the coronavirus itself. So it's set us free. Set my people free. What can I tell you here? Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. The Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number two. So we're going to do a half hour worth of news now, then take some phone calls, then a half hour with the Lady Claire, more phone calls after that. Over in Pakistan near Karachi, there has been the crash of an Airbus A320 with 107 people aboard. Apparently, according to the pilot radioing the tower, both engines failed. And he basically crashed short of the airport runway. This was a Pakistan International Airlines jetliner. Initially, they were saying there were no survivors. At last report, they found three people who actually survived the crash after both engines failed here. Yesterday, there was a shooting at a Texas Navy base. The FBI is saying it's terrorism related. And apparently, the shooter didn't get very far. Was stopped at the main gate, shot one of the guards there who was now already out of the hospital. The shooter himself was shot and killed. And the FBI is saying there is a second suspect at large that they're looking for here. Okay? So they're saying it's terrorism related. And I'm hearing a lot in the news. All of a sudden, Al-Qaeda is back. Oh, my goodness. Pensacola was Al-Qaeda. This is probably Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's coming back. It sort of reminds me of the months leading up to 9/11, where we were getting Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda every single day. There was something new that Al-Qaeda had done. Al-Qaeda's tearing the tags off of seat cushions. Al-Qaeda has overdue library books. Al-Qaeda is warming planet Earth. Sounds less like news and more like a sales pitch. Anyway, New York's Governor Cuomo is blaming the CDC and Trump for the thousands of nursing home deaths in his state. And he's just trying to duck the blame because pretty much everybody's saying it was Cuomo's decisions that have led to thousands of coronavirus deaths in the state. Now, as you know, yesterday, Donald Trump was in Michigan. He visited a Ford factory where they were making ventilators. He was seen on camera without his mask. It turns out he was wearing a mask complete with presidential seal, you know, before he went on camera, but he wanted to take it off for the camera here. And everybody's making a huge, big stink about this. Oh, he didn't wear a mask. He's setting a bad example. I actually agree with that. But, you know, do we not have anything more important to talk about? Anyhow, the Attorney General of Michigan is attacking the Ford Motor Company for letting Trump remove his mask. He is the president. You know, it's kind of hard to tell him to do anything if you think about it. So, anyway, this is a story I mentioned it before from StationGossip.com. A California trauma doctor claims more people have tried to kill themselves in the past 4 weeks of the lockdown than in a normal year, and says deaths by suicide have far outstripped the coronavirus toll. This is according to medical professionals at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek, California, and they have revealed their experiences in the hospital's trauma center after mental health took a nosedive amid the lockdown. Well, yeah, people are getting cabin fever. They want to get out. We have an instinct to, you know, merge with nature, to be with other people, to socialize. We're social animals. And locking us down, keeping us alone in our homes, it's not healthy for us. All right, story coming on out of WebNewsys. Many U.S. states have seen lower infection rates after ending the lockdowns that are now destroying millions of livelihoods worldwide. This is according to a study done by J.P. Morgan. that suggests lockdown measures have not only resulted in economic devastation, but have resulted in more COVID-19 deaths. Now, strict stay-at-home orders put in place in most states to stop the spread 2 months ago has so far seen nearly 39 million Americans lose their jobs. There are now more than 1.6 million infections in the U.S. and over 95,000 deaths. The J.P. Morgan report says that restarting the U.S. economy may not lead to a second surge in infections that health experts have feared. The report says infection rates have been falling since the lockdown measures were lifted in part of the country. Alabama, Wisconsin, and Colorado are among those who saw infection rates drop after the lockdown measures were lifted. And what they're talking about here is the R-naught. Okay. There's something puzzling going on with these food plants, these meat processing plants. Apparently, there's a Tyson food plant in North Carolina that went through a deep clean, and after it reopened, almost 600 workers tested positive for coronavirus. Now, we don't see that happening to like the big box stores, the Walmarts, the Costcos, and so forth and so on. But it does seem to hit these food processing plants. And you have to wonder, why the selectivity? What's going on here? You know, in both the food plants and the stores, you know, you've got food. You've got produce out there in the open, stuff that viruses might decide they want to try and live on. Not that they're alive, of course. But it just seems kind of weird that so many of these meat processing plants and food processing plants have been hit by this. It almost feels like industrial sabotage. Anyway, this is a chicken processing plant in North Carolina. And the company confirmed that 570 of its 2,244 full-time and contract employees have been infected in the Wilkesboro plant. All right, down in Mississippi, the First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs was suing government officials over the lockdown after police ordered church members to disperse on Easter Sunday. The church has now burned down in what authorities are saying is an arson attack. Somebody set fire to the church there. And apparently up in New Jersey, the gym that opened against government shutdown orders was flooded with sewage. Somebody went in and backed up the toilet with paper towels, even though the facility has no paper towels of its own, and the state shuts down the business as being a health hazard. People are getting downright vicious, if not to mention silly, with all of this stuff here. Trump flatly has ruled out another lockdown if America gets hit by a second wave of coronavirus in the winter. He says we're not going to close the country again. Now, this is sort of in a very twisted way a funny story. We were talking about this vaccine being developed by Oxford. And they basically had six monkeys that they were testing it on. And all six of the monkeys that were used in the vaccine trial went on to catch coronavirus, meaning the vaccine doesn't work. And so they're trying to defend the work they're doing by saying, well, it can prevent pneumonia. It may not work against COVID-19, but it can prevent pneumonia. Well, COVID-19 is kind of what we're dealing with right now. So when you hear about the Oxford vaccine, they're trying to save face on it. But the fact is that all six of the monkeys that were injected with this experimental Oxford vaccine came down with COVID-19. All six, 100%. All righty. Trump has announced 3 days of mourning for the victims of coronavirus, flags on federal buildings and national monuments to be lowered to half staff. All right, getting to our domestic politics here, we're starting to hear more and more talk about who is going to be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. And they're starting to talk about Stacey Abrams. It's going to be Biden-Abrams 2020. Now, this is the same Stacey Abrams who lashed out at the white voting base and laments illegal aliens are no longer able to elect anyone who represents them. Well, they're not supposed to have representation. They're not citizens. they're illegal aliens. What part of the word illegal do you not understand, Stacey? They're not supposed to get representation. They're not supposed to be here at all. If they want to vote in elections, to vote for representatives who will represent them to the government, go back where they came from, where they are citizens, and that government is supposed to work for them. Don't come up here, walk across the border illegally, and then start demanding, we want to vote for a government that's going to give more to the illegal immigrants, because that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to vote themselves bread and circuses until the system breaks down. Now, Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that vote by mail is more democratic than voting in person with a photo ID. I don't know where the heck she gets this. Vote by mail is not more democratic because of the very wide possibility of fraud. That's the only way they can win the election this November. And they're not even trying to hide it anymore. For Pelosi to come on out there and say that vote by mail is more democratic than showing up with your photo ID, proving that you are a U.S. citizen and proving that you have a right to vote. In vote by mail, what's to stop one person from sending in 20, 30, 40 ballots under made up names? Absolutely nothing. Now, I saw an article the other day that was trying to defend the vote by mail position. You know, and saying, you know, these wacko conspiracy theories out there about election fraud, there's nothing to support. There's no election fraud in this country. Of course there is. Our election system's a joke. So United States Attorney William McSwain announced on Thursday that Dominic J. DeMuro, a judge of elections in Philadelphia, has been charged with and pleaded guilty to stuffing ballot boxes over the course of several years with fraudulent votes for Democratic candidates in federal, state, and local elections. Apparently, he accepted bribes to do this. And among the years that he did this was 2014, 2015, and 2016. We know that 2016 set records for election fraud. Apparently, up in Maryland, and pay attention to this very carefully, up in Maryland, they have found a batch of absentee ballots for South Carolina. Now you think about that one for a little while. So they found this batch of South Carolina ready-to-mail ballots were found in Baltimore, Maryland this week, sparking concerns of voter fraud. Gee, you think? Maybe? Possible? So Trump is out there saying voting is an honor. He rants against mail-in ballots. Progressives respond, voting is a right. Voting isn't a gift given by leaders. Citizens have the right to vote, and that's where they hoisted with their own petard. Citizens have the right to vote, not illegal immigrants. Citizens. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is facing a primary challenge. And her opponent, Michelle Caruso Cabrera, who is a former TV personality, talking head. And apparently, Michelle Caruso Cabrera got the better of her talking about how Ocasio-Cortez just didn't seem to have a policy regarding COVID-19 and said, AOC, you're always MIA. And apparently, people there who watched the debate said that Alexandria got her clock cleaned. Well, gee, if she loses the primary, who do we have to make fun of? Okay, feminist magazine columnist Katha Pollitt wrote she was so desperate to get President Donald Trump out of the White House that Democrat presumptive nominee Joe Biden had her vote despite allegations he sexually assaulted Tara Reid in 1993. In fact, she wrote that she would vote for him to be president even if, quote, he boiled babies and ate them, end quote. So you're trying to get Biden in there. Remember Bill Clinton? How 60 Minutes tried to save, well, did save him from the Jennifer Flowers incident. Now, here's an interesting little development. This has to do with the Mike Flynn case. The D.C. Court of Appeals has ordered Judge Sullivan to respond to Flynn's petition for a writ of mandamus. Now, what the writ is actually saying, this is basically, you know, you've got to do something. You can't just sit there forever and try and run out the clock on this thing. And so the petitioner, this being Michael Flynn and his lawyer, they want the appeals court to order the district court immediately to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss, to vacate its order appointing amicus curiae, and to reassign the case to another district judge as to any further proceedings. This is significant for two reasons. It requires Judge Sullivan to personally respond to the writ of mandamus. And it requires Judge Sullivan to directly respond to the Department of Justice motion to dismiss with consideration of Rule 48A of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure and the Circuit Court of Appeals' earlier decision of United States versus Fokker Services. Here's what it comes on down to. The Department of Justice does have the authority to withdraw a case and say, we're not going to go forward with this. The judge does not have the authority to say, no, by golly, we're going to find some way to fry this guy. We can't let him go. We put in too much money and too much political capital. We can't let him go now. We will look foolish. Too late. Senator Ted Cruz blasted GQ magazine yesterday afternoon after it published a correction to an article titled "The Anti-Abortion Movement Was Always Built on Lies" that referred to George Wallace, the notorious segregationist and former governor of Alabama, as a Republican. Sorry, GQ, George Wallace was a Democrat. If you go back and you take a look at those Southern plantation owners, they tended to be Democrats as well. You've heard the cliche, the Southern Democrat. Speaking of which, Republicans just ousted Democrats in a Virginia city that voted for Obama twice. Democrats took full control of Virginia less than a year ago, but their hold on the state isn't lasting. They angered millions of people with their attempts at gun control a few months ago, and they are now pushing strict shutdown policies. Voters are not happy, and the voters are voting their anger. Former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova was on the Howie Carr radio show this week, and he provided more information on what's going on with the John Durham investigation, saying that Obama may not be indicted individually, but he and Biden may be included in an indictment as people who were either used or participated in a criminal conspiracy. I'd like to see something happen to these people after what they did to Flynn. Anyway, getting into the international news, armed Israeli settlers set Palestinian farmlands on fire near Tulkarem. Several armed Israeli colonists set fire to farmlands. They burned olive trees. And they set fire to tens of fruitful trees with the Israeli occupation army soldiers present, providing protection for the assailants. Israeli colonists attacked Palestinian cars near Nablus. And Israel fires on Gaza fishers 100 times amid the pandemic. They don't let up. They really don't. Over in North Korea, analysts are watching Kim Jong-un and basically saying he's kept a very low public profile so far this month. And he once went 3 weeks without state media reporting his attendance at a public event. So something is going on over there. Now, Dennis Rodman, who counts Kim Jong-un among his friends, is out there saying there's one clue that would indicate something is very wrong, and that is if Kim Jong-un's sister starts getting more FaceTime on TV. Donald Trump has abandoned the Open Skies Treaty. Now, in this case, it does appear that the treaty was falling apart anyway. The Open Skies Treaty means that anybody can fly surveillance, unarmed surveillance flights over anybody else's country in order to verify compliance with arms control. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring. To fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with FrontSight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at FrontSight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Unemployment getting worse, so every
And
some are maxed out all their credit.
There we go. Okay. Okay, we got sound now. Okay, I'm on the air. All right, so welcome back to our show here, and we had a little bit of a technical difficulty there. So Donald Trump has abandoned the Open Skies Treaty, and to recap for those who weren't getting this part of the broadcast, this was a treaty signed in 1992 among 34 countries, each of which can fly unarmed reconnaissance flights over part of any other with 3 days' notice. And the pilots can even, you know, land and get a cup of coffee and a hot meal on the ground. But Donald Trump has abandoned the Open Skies Treaty. He says Russia continues to flout it. And May 21st, Mike Pompeo said the United States would pull out of the accord, giving the requisite 6 months' notice. Now, John Bolton is saying the news is another great moment in arms control history. Others view it as a calamity that makes the world more dangerous. I'm in that latter camp here. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines here for the second half of this hour. So Russia's newest radar can track more than 1,000 fast-moving and hypersonic weapons. It is now for sale to foreign buyers. And Russia once claimed gold in the race for hypersonic dominance after rolling out a range of ultra-fast projectiles. Now it's offering unique radar protection against weapons of the same kind, even if they come in huge numbers. So having offensive weapons, for example, hypersonic missiles, could be a game changer, but it's equally crucial to have something that shields you from those designed or deployed by an adversary. So the missing component is an interceptor. A hypersonic interceptor that can be directed at the incoming threat by this radar system here. Okay, there we go. So they pulled out of that treaty. It's another treaty that Trump has pulled out of here. Okay, America's billionaires got $484 billion richer during the pandemic, with the top five seeing a combined $76 billion added to their personal wealth. That's a lot of money here. Okay, the corporate media is out there promoting this fund manager's warning that the government may make gold illegal for citizens to own. This has happened once before under the Roosevelt administration. Now, you know, heirloom jewelry was exempt, but in Roosevelt's time, owning gold coins or gold bars was illegal. The gold was basically confiscated. They gave you a bunch of ink and paper in exchange for it, and the gold was then used to try and salvage the economy here. Okay, the Georgia man who filmed his two white neighbors shooting and killing Ahmaud Arbery has been arrested on multiple charges, including murder and false imprisonment. So the story is getting a little bit more complicated. And I remember when this first started coming out, the first thing I said is, how did this guy know that he needed to start his little cell phone camera at that particular point? So William Roddy Bryan, 50 years old, was arrested on charges of felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. Gregory McMichael and his son Travis were already charged with the murder of unarmed Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, back in February. Bryan, a neighbor of the McMichaels, watched and took footage of the attack. It was his cell phone footage that exposed the brutal killing of the jogger. He will be booked into Glynn County Jail, officials said on Thursday. And apparently the technicality under which they're working is that he had to have known there was a murder about to happen, and he didn't intervene, and he didn't call the police until it was way, way over. But apparently his lawyer is already out there trying to make a deal for him to be our witness. Okay, we're going to take a break. Commercial. The phone lines are open. Call on in, and we'll have some fun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Bobby in Florida. Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? You know, when Trump got on television and he said he's going to send mobile units around to do stuff to us, you know, he declared war on us pretty much. I don't have any respect for the guy. I really never have. I don't see what people say. And he's not a genius, for crying out loud. I don't know why people say that, because the things that come out of his mouth. I mean, he goes on radio stations and says he wants to have, he would have sex with his own daughter, and does it on television. And he, I don't understand. I don't know. I think it's funny, because that's not going to go down. People are not going to have people showing up at their house swabbing them. There's, you know, we still got guns, and that's not going to happen. I think it's kind of funny. And like I told you before, the movie The Ants, everybody needs to watch it, because it's a documentary. There's more of us. We've got to start thinking that way. I saw a girl, a pregnant girl at Walmart the other day, young girl. Could have been my daughter. She was crying. She had a mask on. She's sitting out there. It's hot. She's pregnant, for crying out loud. I wanted to just go tell someone, let her work inside, because I hate this thing. I have to wear it. I thought she was going to cry. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's like the world's crazy. It gets crazier and crazier. I'm worried about that monkey shutting the power off, too. I'm thinking that. I've thought about having a well drilled in my house, a piece of property, and like a hand pump, and I could help the neighbors out. And I've got neighbors from Indiana, by the way, and they are very good people. I tell you, I have to plug people from Indiana. If you're working in your yard, they come over. I've had them for 30 years. They come over and help you. You go help them. Great people. I don't know. That's about all I've got to say. I put it out there. I had that on my chest. And I don't know, Mike. I've stuck in there for you. I'm going to tell you something. I went through a divorce the last few years just from turning off the television, not watching it anymore. And bros before hoes, man, because, you know, you are part of all that. I'm not blaming you, but my wife could not stand your show or me listening to it. I'd have to have my headphones on, but good riddance. She's gone 18 years of that. But all right, man, I'll let you go. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open right now. And probably everybody's already taken off early for the Memorial Day weekend here. But let's see if we can get some more calls going in here. Flaming kittens, I'm in favor of them. So, there's laughing in the other room here. All right, let's talk about the world of computers here. And this has been a terrible day for computer stuff to come on down here locally. You probably have already seen this, where there are these emails coming in that are offering to buy your product, or they're offering to sell something related to coronavirus, and they're always have an Excel macro worksheet attached to them. Do not click that open, because apparently this is part of a single massive phishing campaign, and these Excel macros are being used maliciously to hack PCs, and the whole idea is to trick you into opening these malicious Excel 4.0 macros. And apparently, the campaign themed around COVID-19 started on May 12th and so far used several hundreds of unique attachments. So it's really out there. Be very, very careful here. Hackers are now targeting developers of online games in an effort to profit off in-game currency and infect players with malware. Now, the hacks affected unnamed developers in South Korea and Taiwan. Compromises allowed hackers to sneak malware into game executables. It also gave them access to servers and the ability to manipulate in-game currency. And we're going to go back to the phones to Doug in Malaysia. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, just reporting in a little here. The attitude locally is quite different. They're more, I guess, on the Dustin side of things. Everybody's trying to be pretty disciplined. A woman was on the front page for coming up to this northeast part of the peninsula to have her baby, and didn't realize she had the COVID, and she had all kinds of contacts, but nobody else seems to have caught it. So it's kind of,
well,
you think
good.
Somebody start being a little more skeptical by now. I told Ken, I'm calling about China. I think it's really getting blown out of proportion, and again, it looks like they're trying to suck Taiwan into a kind of a three-way.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I really, you know.
Well, I certainly hope that you're right. I hope that you're right, but it seems like
there's nobody picking up on it.
Seems like the United States wants to pick a major fight either with China, Russia, or Iran, or if you believe Mike Pompeo, all three, including Cuba, and as a distraction from what happened to the economy because of COVID-19. Because I just had this article come on in where the CDC is now admitting the lockdown may not have been needed after all, because the coronavirus mortality ratio is similar to the 1957-58 flu pandemic. And they didn't have a lockdown back then, and every, you know. So this may have all been for nothing.
There have been some spikes, I guess you noticed, like Indonesia, Singapore. They're still getting them in the hundreds per day, so that's a little scary, but hopefully, you know, that the conclusion will come through that I'm worried I have to pretty soon go back to the States, because there won't be any other countries except me, and I won't be able to get an extension, and the flights are still going if you're going home. And I think that's kind of weird, because it's like you get trapped back in, and I really want to have to come all the way back to just find out I can't leave the country again, you know. Anyway, I thought I'd be in touch. Nice following your show. I really appreciate it. So many great callers, and say hi to Tom there in Florida, and Fred in Michigan.
I certainly will. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, real quick, I want to, you stay where you're at. You don't, if you leave, you're going to have to go to an airport. Okay? So,
yes.
You're safer where you're at. You know, you make do where you're at. Indonesia's actually pretty, they have good lockdown. They'll lock down everything. You know, so they're not, you know, it'd probably be worse if you come home. I mean, Mike, I bet you wish you probably would have stayed in Hawaii for the next, like, another year at least, because they're locked down in Hawaii, right?
No, I mean, everything's locked down in Hawaii. I mean, you know, tourism has been hammered by this mandatory quarantine for all incoming people. And, I mean, the place was already talking about, you know, bankruptcy for the state. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I miss Hawaii. I miss the positive things about Hawaii and so forth. But we're really much better off here in Indiana.
Okay, switching over to computers, because
yes.
Hey, did you see that article in the Daily Mail about the Australian researchers, not in the laboratory, they were able to do 44 terabits per second download speed. That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah, using lasers for each channel. You know, so that's amazing. I mean, obviously that's not anytime soon. By the way, Mike, what's the speed? Oh, like, what's the speed over in Indiana? Because I'm getting 300 down here and 35 up. Like, what?
It's actually better here than it was in Hawaii, and I haven't run a speed check lately. What we're supposed to be getting, though, I have to be honest, I haven't done a speed check lately because it's going fast enough where I'm not seeing any problems. When we were in Hawaii, we had problems all the time with bandwidth. But, you know, here it's really very good. There are a couple of competing companies, and some are better than others. We happen to be with one that has a good bandwidth here. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. I think it's supposed to be somewhere around 200 to 300 megabits per second.
Yeah, of course, that's not counting the connectivity issues we all get sometimes, you know, like you had today, and I get issues once in a while. It doesn't matter how fast your download is. If it's stable, it's stable, you know. But
yes.
The more, the better, you know, kind of helps. But, and Mike, before you get off the phone, I know you're a big flight simulator fan, because so am I. Did you check out the new screenshots for Microsoft Flight Simulator?
Holy
crap,
I haven't.
Man. Yeah, and it's going to require a pretty beefy computer, but you know what they're doing? With the terrain calculations, it streams from their cloud. So that's kind of a neat new feature, because you know, the cloud, we've been hearing about the cloud for a long time, right? The cloud this, the cloud that.
Yeah.
So the cloud will be calculating to terrain as you fly. So I don't know if that's better or worse in terms of your CPU usage, but I think that's kind of a neat use if they can make it work, you know? But if you go to dsogaming.com, if you scroll down just to the second thing, there's a whole bunch of screenshots. I mean, it looks real, man. Like, I mean, I was like, holy crap. I mean, You know, and flight simulations, they don't have to be like 100 million frames a second to get a smooth experience. But people, if they ever played a flight simulator, Microsoft, remember they used to have Space Simulator back in the day. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I have the floppy. You remember that? The Microsoft Flight Sim on flop 3.5 inch, right?
Yes.
Back in the day.
Pixel City.
Hey, don't laugh. I still have my Windows 98 second edition computer. One in a Pentium 2 450 with 256 megs of RAM with a floppy drive. So.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Mike. Have a good show. Hope Lady Claire's doing good.
She's doing good. She'll be here in 15 minutes.
All right, have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man? It's been a while.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that guy that called the caller before Tom.
Yes.
He mentioned about his wife leaving. Well, when I moved here from Florida to Colorado, up here in the mountain, I'm 8,000 feet up in the mountain.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, she was from New York City, and I used to go to the Poconos with my dad hunting. My grandfather had a big farm up there. So the country living was always something that I really wanted to do. And then
yes.
when I moved here, got away from the TV, and I'd have your show on and Alex Jones. And for the most part, it's RBN when I wake up in the morning and go to bed with RBN. But I do change up a little bit here and there. And she ended up leaving me. She couldn't take it anymore. I can't believe you're listening to all this nonsense. I mean, she just went off, man.
So
like that
man.
Other guy
call
said,
me
you know what?
Sucker.
Well, I'm better off. I mean, I really am. I mean, now I'm at peace. I listen. I got the show on now. That's why I'm talking to you. And the other thing I wanted to say about this mask and all this stuff, if this was that serious, Michael, they would have. I'm a retired cop. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they had shut down everything and said, look, this is something really serious. Everybody just stay home for 14 days, and then everything will be okay, because that's what they said at the beginning. So everybody's
yes.
been staying home for 2 months, and it's still not good enough. So what happened to the 14 freaking days? And the people who didn't wear a mask and refused to wear a mask, like me, I'm not scared to get the virus. And people with a mask, I've had one run-in where I live, which is amazing, 8,000 people, that the girl said, it's the law, you have to wear a mask. I said, it's not a law, it's an order. It's against the Constitution. I have asthma, I can't wear a mask. She said, then you cannot come into our store. I said, okay, fine, so I left. But you go to Walmart, 80% of the people don't have a mask, and they're all going up and down the wrong way. So it
True.
Shows you people are awake, they've had enough of this nonsense. And that's what I wanted to call you for, Mike. Thank you, and I'll listen to you off air. Bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, we noticed the same thing ourselves at Walmart the other day, and I think people have reached their breaking point. The numbers of sick and dead have never come up to what we were told they were going to be. And, of course, the politician's going to say, well, that proves that everything we did worked. No, it doesn't. It proves that you were a bunch of goofballs right from the very, very start here. And I'm tired of wearing masks, and you know, but there are still places where they won't let you in unless you do. When I took Claire for her physical therapy earlier today, they made me sit in the car. That's a new rule. So anyway, let's go back to the phones here to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I want to talk about Trump's IQ, because I hear that by a lot of the people caught up in the Donald Trump cult, and
mm-hmm.
they rave about him and attributing to him some super high IQ. Now, for one, when listening to Donald Trump, his vocabulary is very limited. He doesn't have a broad vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
and if you listen to him, he... you know, as a frequent repetition of phrases and words. He tends to do that at the end of sentences, where he repeats part of the sentence before that and the follows through. So as an extemporaneous speaker, I don't think he really is showing off that brilliant high IQ of his, if he has one. you know. Now, well, you know, might have a... What?
If I may interject here, and I am going to keep you through the commercial break, one of the things I learned in Mensa, and one of the reasons why I didn't hang out there, is I learned it's possible to have an high IQ and still be stupid because you haven't done anything with it. And so Trump could have a very high IQ, but a limited vocabulary. The two are not mutually exclusive. Anyway, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Paul, please stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Paul in New Jersey. We're talking about Donald Trump and whether or not he's got a very high IQ, and more to the point, whether he's really done all that much with it. And as I was pointing out here, people can have IQs. That's a measure of their raw brain power. But if they're not doing anything with it, they can still come across as being, well, you know, dumb goofballs. When I was with Mensa, I mean, we had members there who were truck drivers because that's what they wanted to do. You know, not everybody with a high IQ wants to be a university professor or spend their time solving Rubik's cubes. So anyway, Paul, back to you.
Yeah. Now, to me, just because the leader has a high IQ doesn't mean much. Because just because you have a high IQ, that does not equate to wisdom.
No.
No, and another thing is, and just because you have a high IQ leader doesn't mean, you know, if he doesn't feel a connection towards his people, he might just want to be involved with his little clique or his little, Jared Kushner and his pals, you know. Or is that high IQ leader we elected serving our interests or his own interests? So just because they have a person with a high IQ, a person with a high IQ without principles is a disaster.
Yep.
It's a disaster. And here's what I think people with high IQs do, right? And now, listen, mm-hmm. I know myself. I'm like a normal IQ. But okay. When I was young, I figured out, hey, why not read what greater men than myself think, right? And so I sought out their books, and I read a lot of those books, okay? And that's what I'm wondering about Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump smart enough to have read and appreciated George Washington's farewell address? You know, now here George Washington, in my opinion, was the greatest president ever in the United States. And he wrote, with the help of Madison, a farewell address, which basically is giving this country advice on foreign policy and advice on statescraft and how to behave themselves, right? Did Donald Trump take the time out to read it and put it to heart? My thing about Donald Trump is, yeah, he's a business guy. That's where he focuses his intelligence on. Maybe he read books on business. But remember, those books on business, like the Wharton School, advocated packing up American industry and sending it to China, right? And they're the ones who've turned China into it was their business wisdom that turned China into a superpower and have transferred our technology to an economic rival. And so this is what I'm saying about the fetishism of people who are just praising Trump's high IQ and high IQ. I would much prefer to have a principled dollar president because principles matter more. And just sticking to the rules of behavior and statescraft. Here's what Donald Trump can do is when he makes a decision, before he decides, he should say, what would George Washington do? And then go check on the farewell address with events that relate to that. And then
Paul, I'm going to have to let you go now because there's music. We got to do station identification. When we come on back, we'll have the lovely Lady Claire.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.